Welcome back to our On the House Hour, where we spend the hour talking about something specifically on the house. And all month long, we've been talking about ways to manage your home digitally with this new app we've been promoting for almost 2 years now. It's the Rosie on the House Homezada app. You just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app to learn more about it, or click the login off of our homepage. And it brings you to this very powerful digital tool. And if you've heard the broadcast, you know we spent the previous weeks talking about the inventory side of it, the maintenance side of it, the project side. But we've got the developer back on the line, Mr. John Berdrozic, to talk about what I think the number one part of it, and that's the finance side of it. Because none of the maintenance, none of the projects, none of the home ownership doesn't happen if we don't have our finances managed.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on again, Romy. And yeah, we kind of look at that as everybody tells you that your house is your biggest asset and it's your largest expense. But when you ask a homeowner, where do you see and manage all the asset value and expenses? Usually the answer is it's scattered everywhere and it's incomplete, and homeowners don't really have a good sense over managing those things. So yeah, the Homezada home finance piece really makes it easy for consumers to do that.
So walk us through how we use the finance side of things. And first off, when you click into the finance function, you've got multiple options there. We'll start with the first one. We've got property values.
It actually even starts at sign up, right? So when you sign up for the premium paid version, all you have to do is enter in your address, and Homezada will instantly go out and find what is the current estimated value of your house based on the current real estate conditions of not only your house, but of the neighborhood around you. At the same time, we're going to get the information around what your original loan was, do a mortgage calculation to essentially calculate what your mortgage and what your mortgage payments are. And then obviously the last piece of that, which is really what I think homeowners need to be really watch, is how much equity do I own in my house, right? So we all know that the value of my house minus the remaining balance on my mortgage is how much equity I have. And all of those things are essentially instantly calculated for you as soon as you enter in your address.
And y'all use a third-party program to do that.
A third-party company that has access to basically 120 million homes all across the U.S. And they're basically aggregating real-time data around what are the houses being sold in your neighborhood, how much are they selling for, other economic data. Essentially, they're coming up with a pretty good estimated value of what your home is based on current market conditions. And we all know that that's pretty important in today's world that we live in, because we know that the real estate market of our home and the neighborhood around our home can change quite dramatically given what's going on in sort of the real estate market conditions. So having that access to that data, and not only does Homezada do it at sign up, but we actually update that for you 4 times a year.
And it also follows the trends and gives you a 36-month forecast, which I think is pretty powerful.
A huge bonus that a lot of our customers really appreciate is that the tool actually does give you actually a 36-month forecast. And that's obviously trying to crank, you know, a lot of numbers around how many homes are being sold and what's the sort of macroeconomic conditions of your neighborhood. But it does give you, as a homeowner, a little bit more insight, especially around, is my neighborhood appreciating or depreciating in value? What could my asset be worth in the future? It's a pretty great thing.
And especially if you were looking to do a refinance for equity or sell the home, if you had a projection that estimated a couple months out, you're going to see a 2 or 3% increase, well, it might be worth waiting that little extra period. Or if you see a forecasted downside, well, then we need to get on this process now while our home value is still higher. Very powerful tool. The household expenses, that one, I think, I don't know that anyone ever gets done with that and goes, wow, that's a lot less than I thought.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. It's essentially, what is the total annual cost to own my home, right? And statistics say that most people spend around 30 to 35% of their total annual income on their home, but there's so many different categories that they really don't have a sense for it, right? Most people think of the mortgage because it's usually the biggest cost, but they forget about what is my home insurance policy costing me? How much is my property tax? What are my utilities costing me? Do I have other services like pool services and lawn services and pest control that I'm paying on a regular basis to help manage my home? Really, what HomeZada is essentially doing is we create all these common expenses for you and then allow you easily just to kind of enter in, hey, what is your annual budget for these things? And now it starts to give you a real kind of total cost of ownership over what it's costing you both on a monthly and an annual basis to own your home.
You know what's funny? It does have home ownership in there, but we talked about it, I believe it was with Beth, your other co-founder and developer, but I had never thought about as it relates to our animals. And I put in every 6 week horseshoeing. The things that it can do beyond home ownership, I mean, that is part of our lifestyle, and it fits in here perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, the tool is very flexible. One of the things that's really great about HomeZada is when you create an account, all of these common home expenses are created for you. So you don't have to do a lot of setup. It's essentially doing it for you. But we also give you the ability to create your own home expenses to track. And then you get into that sort of gray area over, you know, what's really related to your home versus what's sort of related to your home as it relates to lifestyle. And because the tool is flexible, you can essentially create as many expenses as you want.
And you can set, if is it monthly, is it bi-monthly, is it quarterly? And it gives you a projected forecast for the entire month. Here's how much you need to be expected just in your base expense for January, February, etc.
That's an important point because a lot of our household expenses, let's face it, some of them are monthly, right? We pay our monthly bill for, you know, our electric. But some of our, you know, where I live, our water bill is every 2 months, right? And my property taxes are not part of my mortgage, so I pay my property tax in two lump sum payments. How much cash you spend on your house goes up and down, especially if you have expenses that are not monthly, but have some sort of lumpiness as it relates to maybe three or four times a year.
And then the report side of it. I love being able to see the reports, and you've got a number of great ones. You've got the financial report, the mortgage schedule, a cash flow report. I mean, all these things just help make our home management that much more efficient.
The home financial report, that's the one that excites me the most because it essentially brings together everything that HomeZada does and shows you your financial picture of your home, right? So we've talked about your household expenses, but in our previous talks, we talked about you have maintenance and repair costs, right? You've got those fix-it projects. Then you might have those larger remodel projects, right? So that's a different set of expenses, right? Then if you've done a home inventory, it's like, what's the value of your home inventory? And my co-founder often says the value of the things inside your house is usually more than what's in your checking account, right? And then you've got the estimated value of your home, but then you've got the debt on your mortgage. And nowhere have I ever seen one app bringing it all together in one screen. Every single expense and asset value of your home in one single screen. And that's, I think, what's the beauty of HomeZada is it brings it all together.
It really does. And it's a great tool. You can get started by going to rosieonthehouse.com/app. The inventory side is free. To unlock the premium user that allows you to operate the maintenance and the finance and the projects, you sign up for an annual membership and it's only $5 a month averaged out, a $60 ticket item. You enter promo code Rosie. That's going to save you 25%. So you get started for just $42. And not only is this great for your own home, but if you've got a parent that you're helping age in place that you're trying to, or you've got multiple properties, you can put up to three properties. So you can put your home, your winter cabin, and your parents' home and have it all in one place.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we've got lots of customers who have multiple rental properties, or maybe they're in the fix and flip kind of business as either a primary business or a side business. Like you said, vacation homes, even caring for your elderly parents' home. It's pretty flexible to kind of just switch between different properties within one account.
And then finally, the for sale feature. You have an extremely competitive advantage if you've got your home well documented, that you can just give the username and password to the new homeowner, and you know it's going to make it an easier sell. If you've got two similar homes on the same street, you've got an advantage over your neighbor who might be selling their home. And you've got a new feature, I understand, in the for sale side of it.
We do. It's called a market analysis report, and it's awesome because when people are thinking about, hey, should I sell my house? Obviously, there's the question over how much should I list my house for? And so by the user basically getting this market analysis report, it basically aggregates all of the comparable houses around your home and shows you the history over what homes have sold near your home that are similar to your home and what price did they list at. What did they sell at? What price per square foot did they get? It also even aggregates the current homes that are for sale that haven't sold, and what the list price is, and when did they go on the market, and how long have they been on the market. So it gives you, the potential seller, all kinds of data about what is all of the market comparables around your house that you can use as part of your strategy over how much you're going to list and sell your house for.
That is so cool. And this is, I'm looking at it right now on my app. It looks like for this, and I can understand why, there's an additional charge for the report.
Yes, it's a $15 charge to get the report. But again, the value is it's giving you all of the real-time data as the day of the day that you actually initiate the report. And we've seen lots of behavior for our customers. You can enter in any property address. So this could be helpful if you're potentially considering buying another house and you're thinking about what your offer is going to be. You could enter in the address of a house that you're considering to buy because you're getting the market comparables around a house that you're considering putting an offer on.
Well, I mentioned it last week, and what's exciting about this is we've talked about all the things this thing can do as technology advances, as internet things come together. You know, what this is going to do in another 5 years is going to be really neat to see.
Absolutely. You know, it goes back to the, you know, for us, Homezada, our mission is to empower homeowners to make better, smarter decisions around how to manage, maintain, protect, and improve their home. And so we're constantly reinvesting in making the product better and better and being that sort of one place to manage your largest financial asset.
You can get started by going to rosieonthehouse.com, click log in, and get started setting up your home in the new digital era.